Welcome to another episode of Storyteller Studio, where we're keeping the art of conversation alive through genuine curiosity, and we're eager to share it with folks around the world. As a radio announcer, Tim believes there's something unique about sitting behind a microphone and just allowing the stories to flow. Often people simply need a reason to enjoy each other, and we have found plenty of others who feel the same way. Tim and his guest may have known each other for 30 years or for 3 minutes. From historians, musicians, artists, and manufacturers to filmmakers, authors, and media types, we all may know bits and pieces about a person, but there's always something more. So while we grab our headphones and turn up the mics, it's your chance to eavesdrop on yet another episode of Storyteller Studio.
Today's upcoming story aired almost 3 years ago to the day, March 31st, 2021. The circumstances were that I was invited back to do live radio on WLUV in Rockford Loves Park, Illinois, after 44 years. It was the very same radio station that gave me my start in radio, thanks to owner Joe Salvi. I first heard just bits of this story from a guest on the John Williams Show on WGN Radio in Chicago. This segment was recorded within the studio at WLUV, so truly a behind-the-scenes and behind-the-microphone experience. Enjoy!
Woody. 145 at WLUV. Hi there, this is Tim Larson. Thank you so much for joining me. I have been doing this for a little over a month now, and it has literally been a month of Wednesdays, and it is such good medicine for me. I really hope that you take away something, at least a little bit of something, every week too. Now, if you're gonna take away something, here is a great big chunk. And this sort of has a Paul Harvey rest of the story format to it. I can't help it. I have to do it this way. It's about Arthur and Sandy. Sandy is Samford Greenberg. They were both freshmen at Columbia University in New York City, and life was really, really good. They were classmates, and they were roaming across campus, and Arthur said to Samford, "Hey, would you look at that patch of grass? Look at the colors, look at the shapes, look at the way the water lays on those blades, and the way that they bend and gently put that water on the ground." Other guys are talking about girls and sports and parties, and this guy's talking about a patch of grass. What is the deal with Arthur? Well, when the summer of 1960 came around, it was their junior year, and Greenberg's fortune changed drastically. He went home for spring break in Buffalo, New York, was playing baseball, and his vision steamed up, is the way he classified it. He had to lay down in the grass until the quote-unquote clouds went away. The doctor said that he had allergic conjunctivitis. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I am not a doctor. Well, that fall, Greenberg had many more episodes, but he didn't tell anybody. He didn't think it was anything serious. His roommates were really worried. They saw that he was having some trouble. Well, the first morning of finals, Arthur demanded escorting Samford to the exams in the gymnasium, and Samford started writing at 9 o'clock. Well, by 10:30, he couldn't see anything. He handed in that blue exam book to the proctor, and he says, "I can't see." And he goes, "Well, I've heard some excuses before, but that is the best." Well, he received another diagnosis, and it was glaucoma. By that winter, he was operating horribly. The doctors also did some surgery, but it didn't work. Samford didn't know what to do. He was going blind. He was depressed. He refused to see anybody, especially anybody from college. But Arthur came up to Buffalo and demanded to talk to him anyway. "You have to talk about this. You cannot just ignore it." He offered to read to him. In September of 1961, they returned to campus. They read the textbooks for him. They helped him to class. They helped him out with his studies on top of their studies. Now, this is three or four guys. Samford Greenberg scored straight A's. He was really tentative about getting around, though. He had a real tough time getting around campus because he was relying on all of his friends. Well, one afternoon, Sandy and Arthur had to go to Midtown. It was some kind of a doctor's appointment, checkup, get medicine type of thing for Samford. And when it was time to go back to campus, Arthur said, you're going to really have to wait just a minute. It'll maybe take me 20 or 30 minutes. I need to draw something for a school assignment because Arthur was studying architecture. Well, they argued back and forth because Samford did not want to wait. What ended up happening? Sandy left alone. He headed for Grand Central Station. He was bewildered. He was stumbling over everybody. It was the rush hour crowd. What normally took a 30-minute trip to get out to Midtown took him 6 hours to get back. He took the shuttle to Times Square. He fell downstairs. He was bloodied face. He took directions from basically anyone that would give them to him. And his shoes were sopping wet. He fumbled with his money. He didn't have enough tokens. Some people paid for him to take the subway. Again, a 30-minute trip out, a 6-hour trip back. But he made it. And as soon as he touched the doorknob to his dorm room, he knew that voice behind him that said, "Oops, excuse me." It was Arthur. His first reaction was rage. How could you possibly let me go through all that? But then, the next second, he realized what he had just accomplished by himself. And he realized that the only person he could thank was Arthur. He made it possible. A brilliant strategy. And of course, the rest is history. Samford was that way the entire career. He graduated. He went on for an MBA at Columbia. He had a PhD from Harvard. He married his girlfriend, Sue, who was a White House fellow in the Johnson administration. And then he went on to become a successful inventor and businessman. Arthur, on the other hand, he went on to meet Paul and became Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Thank you for joining us in the Storyteller Studio with Tim Larson, where everything begins with a story.